This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Tuesday called on President Joe Biden to agree to tighten border restrictions in order to prevent the fourth government shutdown in a decade. But as Reuters' Chris Dignam explains, members of the Senate are angling to push their own shutdown aversion measure.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said a bipartisan group of senators were on the verge of unveiling a stopgap funding bill to avert a shutdown on October 1st. And he criticized McCarthy's plan to push ahead with four full-year spending bills that reflect conservative priorities and stand no chance of becoming law.
Speaker McCarthy, instead of focusing on bipartisanship, catered to the hard right and has nothing to show for it. And now the Speaker will put on the floor hard right appropriation bills that have nothing to do with avoiding a shutdown.
If the two sides don't reach an agreement, hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed, and a wide range of services, from economic data releases to nutrition benefits, will be suspended beginning on Sunday.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. United States government ramped up its diplomatic efforts and humanitarian assistance for thousands of Armenians fleeing their Nagorno-Karabakh region.
$11.5 million in humanitarian assistance were pledged Tuesday by the United States Agency for International Development. Samantha Power is the agency's administrator.
This assistance will be used to provide everything from food to psychosocial support, given, again, the grave psychological wounds that so many citizens are carrying.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the